Observations of a flare ignited broad quasi-periodic fast-propagating wave train, by Xinping Zhou et al. Large-scale extreme ultraviolet, EUV, waves are frequently observed as an accompanying phenomenon of flares and coronal mass ejections, CMEs. Previous studies mainly focus on EUV waves with single wavefronts that are generally thought to be driven by the lateral expansion of CMEs. Using high spatio-temporal resolution multi-angle imaging observations taken by the Solar Dynamic Observatory and the Solar Terrestrial Relations Observatory, we present the observation of a broad quasi-periodic fast-propagating, QFP, wave train composed of multiple wavefronts along the solar surface during the rising phase of a GOES-M3.5 flare on 2011 February 24. The wave train transmitted through a lunate coronal hole, CH, with a speed of 840 plus or minus 67 kilometers per second, and the wavefronts showed an intriguing refraction effect when they passed through the boundaries of the CH. Due to the lunate shape of the CH, the transmitted wavefronts from the north and south arms of the CH started to approach each other and finally collided, leading to the significant intensity enhancement at the collision site. This enhancement might hint the occurrence of interference between the two transmitted wave trains. The estimated magnetosonic Mach number of the wave train is about 1.13, which indicates that the observed wave train was a weak shock. Period analysis reveals that the period of wave train was approximately 90 seconds, in good agreement with that of the accompanying flare. Based on our analysis results, we conclude that the broad QFP wave train was a large amplitude fast-mode magnetosonic wave or a weak shock driven by some nonlinear energy release processes in the accompanying flare. This was Observations of a Flare Ignited Broad Quasi-Periodic Fast-Propagating Wave Train, by Xinping Zhou et al.